Good hello to you, my beautiful Fletch machines. Fletch Motherfucker is back with yet another anecdote from my days of working in the sex games porn industry. As my beautiful Fletch gypsies, you are listening to my broadcast know that without you, I wouldn't have been so successful in the motion sweat body dodging films industry. Of course, I made such successful films as Titanic Titfuck Tornado 2, which of course was the first adult film to feature an ambitious underwater monetary shot. The run required a few takes to do, because one of my sexy expellations of Mayan eyes killed 3 seahorses, and I got sued for animal cruelty. And of course, I'm also famous for starring in the sci-fi porn film Event Horizon, where my face metamorphosizes into a big, massive demonic Heltron, and penetrates my co-star Jenna Jazz to a nice juicy cream valve. And of course, the scene involved me fucking her with my face, and this was to cause her body to explode and spontaneously combust into little bitty small atoms, which looked like horny tadpoles fucking in space. Anyway, I digress. My anecdote today is about my time on the Shaft Spooncore film, Spunkopolis Now, which I made in 1978. Sometimes when you're making a porno film, it's not at all uncommon for me to want to deviate from the script wipe and try to do something new and innovative. For example, in the film, I tried to stick my stitching spear up the lady's nostrils so at the point of climax she'll snort it out like a dog coughing up a furball. The plot of the film is about a horny sergeant in the army traveling up and down the river in a speedboat, fucking women in their Jason Burks. We were doing a scene where I'd have sex against an old oak tree, and my co-star, Anita Juice Fox, was to pour marmalade onto my testicles and do the licking off of my scrotal sphere. But it was a summer day, and this attracted a few interested bees, and I got stung many times on the Guckenbach. It was not pretty, as my Werde Wankenhoven had also been stung quite badly. Anyway, I hope you enjoy my new anecdote, and I hope to insert your sexy bird nest again soon. But in a such beautiful lady age that I like to play dice rolls with. And when I come over next month to promote my book, Flex Me Up Before You Oafish, which of course will be available in all good book depositories soon, I hope you all come down with your chest so I can autograph them and maybe explode myself on them too. Flatch Motherfucker would like to thank his good friend Neuroskeptic for using his Audioboo account to promote himself and his book once again over the wire. This is Flatch Motherfucker, over and out.